Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. In all the years of my priesthood, I have never had a period of time where I have heard from more people the fact that there is a troubledness, an anxiety in their lives that has been a real burden than this past year, year and a half. And at the heart of it, it's an uneasiness, a lack of peace. And a lack of peace that almost seems to be coming from a lack of hope. Well, Micah, a prophet we rarely hear from, reminds us, prefiguring Jesus, that in the one born in Bethlehem, true peace would be brought into the world. Was Micah wrong? Or did Jesus fail? Of course not to both of those questions. But what I think people do, because I know I do it at times, is we put our faith and hope in things that are far from perfect. We put our faith and hope in politicians or political parties. We put our faith in hope in our wealth and in our advanced culture. We put our faith and hope in even the things of science, which I am a big advocate for. And the reality of it is, none of those things, no matter how close to perfection they may at times get, bring about true peace. But the only way we can know that true peace and know that hope that leads to it is by trusting that the presence of Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, as the Scriptures remind us, has been already poured into the world, poured into our hearts, poured into our lives, has brought redemption to creation. And if we allow ourselves to look at that profound truth of our faith, then in reality, there is literally nothing that can truly and completely hurt us, because God's love has already been given over to us. And if we're looking for hope, and if we want to know peace, to look to Him and to Him alone is where we can find it. We keep fooling ourselves and thinking that things that human beings create or that things that our society creates are going to make it happen. They're not. We may get close at times and we may be miles away at times. But true peace only comes through the love of Christ. And we already have that with us.